This is the TriStar State, a conversation about Tennessee politics from Nashville Public Radio. This is the episode for the week of March 31st, 2019. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. The Tennessee General Assembly is getting to the do-or-die point for new legislation. The end of committee meetings means lawmakers have to make important decisions regarding bills. Either they'll pass or they'll fail. This also means, in some cases, it's time for compromise. WPLN's political reporter Sergio Martinez Beltran has been monitoring the bills being negotiated in the General Assembly. Hi, Sergio.
Hi, Jason.
Well, abortion is always a big topic in the Tennessee State Legislature, and this year, the so-called heartbeat bill came back. It's been passed in the House, but we haven't seen it discussed in the Senate. So why not?
If you remember, Jason, the heartbeat bill was deemed constitutionally suspect by the Tennessee Attorney General last year. And that's exactly why we haven't heard a lot about it in the Senate side. Again, this bill would ban abortions once a fetal heartbeat has been detected. The bill passed in the House, but its fate in the Senate is unclear. Senate Speaker Randy McNally says that he'd like the Senate to ignore the heartbeat bill for now and focus on another abortion bill.
Well, that bill, the Human Life Protection Act, is sponsored by Representative Susan Lynn and Senator Dolores Gresham. Why does McNally prefer that one over the heartbeat bill?
He wants to play it safe. Republicans in the House passed the heartbeat bill, but the reality is that the measure, if signed by Governor Bill Lee, would probably end up in court. That's why the anti-abortion group Tennessee Right to Life is against the heartbeat bill. They don't want the state to spend money defending legislation that could lose in courts. So they are supporting the Human Life Protection Act. It says that if the U.S. Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade, abortions would then be banned in the state. But that measure is probably not going anywhere either. Last week, a House subcommittee voted down the Human Life Protection Act. So there's kind of a face-off between the House and the Senate over abortion.
Well, arguably one of the most debated of Governor Bill Lee's big legislative priorities is the education savings account. It's moving through the General Assembly, but it is facing some challenges, right, from Republicans and Democrats.
Lee's voucher proposal survived the House Education Committee, but in order for that proposal to pass, lawmakers will have to keep amending the measure. And before it hits the House floor, that bill will have to go to at least two more committees, and we expect it to have new amendments. I think, Jason, the real challenge will be when it hits the House floor. Now you'll have 99 members, including those who already voted against it, considering the most controversial proposal so far by Governor Lee. So the bill will be debated over and over, and it's going to be interesting to see what the final version of the measure will end up being. But Governor Lee is saying that this is a big priority for him, and House Speaker Glenn Cassada is putting all his support behind the measure. An example of that, when the measure received some pushback from Republicans in the House Education Committee last week, Cassada came in and used his influence to make sure it passed.
Well, Sergio, what are some of the other bills you're keeping an eye on?
We've reported on how there are bills on medical marijuana in both chambers from both parties. I've talked to the sponsor of one of them, and they're telling me they're trying to join forces with other lawmakers to draft a more passable bill. Also, Governor Bill Lee's initiative on vocational education, the GIVE Act, is moving through and seems to have support from both chambers.
Well, thank you, Sergio.
Thank you.
Sergio Martinez Beltran covers politics for WPLN. You can keep up with our coverage of the state legislature this session by subscribing to the TriStar State. Find it at WPLN.org/TriStar or on your favorite podcasting app.